This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health authorities urged millions of residents of the New York City region to avoid non-essential travel due to surging coronavirus infections there, as deaths in the United States and Europe rose in countries including Russia and Vietnam tightened travel and business restrictions. The travel advisory late Saturday came after the number of confirmed American deaths passed 2,000, more than double the level 2 days earlier. Earlier, President Donald Trump backed away from calling for a complete quarantine for the coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Instead, Saturday night calling for a strong travel advisory. South Korea and Japan said that North Korea on Sunday fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. It continues a streak of weapons launches that suggests leader Kim Jong-un is trying to strengthen domestic support and worries about a possible coronavirus outbreak in the country. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected the projectiles flying from the North Korean eastern coastal city of Wonsan into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan Sunday morning. Malaysia's top glove corporation, which makes one in every five gloves globally, expects a product shortage as demand from Europe and the United States spikes because the widening coronavirus outbreak is exceeding its capacity. The executive chairman, Lim Wee Chai, told Reuters the company has extended shipping times to cope with the demand surge. Lim said orders received in the past few weeks, mainly from Europe and the United States, were almost double the company's production capacity. Top glove can produce 200 million natural and synthetic rubber gloves each day. The World Health Organization warned that the chronic global shortage of personal protective gear is among the most urgent threats. This is VOA News. Members of the Cuban medical mission rejected Saturday the attacks against its doctors at a time when Cuban medical personnel were deploying worldwide to fight the new coronavirus pandemic. Cuba, which has the highest ratio of doctors per capita worldwide, has sent brigades to socialist allies Venezuela and Nicaragua, as well as Jamaica, Belize, and even Italy in recent days to fight the virus that is causing healthcare systems to collapse. This week, the U.S. State Department said that the communist government was offering such missions simply to make up money lost when other countries like Brazil and Bolivia sent Cuban doctors packing in recent years. The Trump administration says Cuba exploits its workers and uses them for political purposes. Cuban doctors typically only receive a fraction of the salaries their host countries pay for them, with the rest going to the government, which says it uses that cash to finance the island's free healthcare system. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez Saturday met with top health officials as the country announced its highest daily death toll amid the coronavirus outbreak. Spain, where stay-at-home restrictions have been in place for nearly 2 weeks, reported 832 more deaths Saturday, bringing its total to more than 5,700. Another 8,000 confirmed infections pushed that count above 72,000. But Spain's director of emergencies, Fernando Simón, saw a ray of hope, noting some parts of the country had probably already passed the peak of infections. Doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers in Spain's worst-hit regions are working nonstop and falling ill at an alarming rate. More than 9,000 health workers in the country have been infected, as the country has suggested and struggled to get coronavirus tests and protective gear for them. The government has started flights to transport the supplies directly from China to reduce wait times. The Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak first emerged, began lifting a two-month lockdown Saturday by restarting some metro services and reopening borders, allowing some semblance of normalcy to return families and help them reunite. Panamanian authorities say hundreds of passengers on a cruise ship where four people have died and over 130 others have influenza-like symptoms, including at least two with the coronavirus, were transferred to a sister ship. Panama's maritime authority said 401 asymptomatic passengers were transferred from cruise operator Holland America Line 781-foot MS Zaandam vessel to the Rotterdam, a sister ship. There are 1,243 guests and 586 crew on board the Zaandam, as well as four doctors and four nurses. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.